I am grateful to God to be here today. Thank you, Pastor Phil and Diane, for inviting me. Our text today is from Luke 15, verse 1 and 3, and verses 11 to 32. Our topic is Welcome Back Home. God put in my heart to preach on the parable of the prodigal son. Have you ever lost something in your life? When we lose things in life, we start searching for them. Sometimes we may not find them, but when we find them, we are happy to have them back in our lives. Jesus spoke back before about the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin and the joy of finding them back. Then he speaks about the parable of the prodigal son and the joy that comes when the son was found. One would wonder why Jesus spoke in parables. It was his way of teaching. Don Stewart states that a parable is an earthly story with an heavenly meaning. Jesus begins chapter 15 with the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin. Then he comes to the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus is telling these parables to the tax collectors and to sinners. And today, the parables are speaking to us. It is important to note that Jesus is responding to the Pharisees and to the scribes, those who accused him of welcoming sinners and eating with them. Verses 1 and 2, he says, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The point which Jesus is making is that God receives sinners. We see three characters in this story, which I want to submit to us today. The father, the prodigal son, and the oldest son. Thinking about this parable, it is allegorical. The father represents God. The prodigal son represents the lost. The elderly brother represents the Pharisees and the scribes, and the self-righteous leadership. Why does the father welcome us back home? I submit to us three things. Number one, the father is full of grace. We read this from verses 11 to 17. Verse 11 to 12. The young son told his father to give him his share of the estate, and so he divided his property between them. We can try to imagine what the father felt when the son asked for his share. I don't think he was ready for such a request, but the father went ahead and showed his love and gave the son his share. This parable portrays the inheritance culture in the Jewish context. The young brother would receive a third because the elder brother would receive two thirds. In the Jewish culture, the father should not have divided his estate too early. But in this parable, he goes ahead and divides it. This picture portrays God giving a sinner an opportunity to go away in his sin. Verses 13. Not long after that, the young son got all together and set off for a distant country. And there he squandered all his wealth in the world living. It must have been tough for the father to watch his son live. The son lost everything in world living. This reminds me that sometimes in life we make wrong decisions, which have serious consequences. God will lead us to do it. Worldly pleasures do not give us true satisfaction. After he had spent everything, there was severe famine, verse 14, in the whole country, and he began to be in need. Famine is not a good experience one would like to go through, where you cannot access any food. When I was growing up, back in Kenya, we had to be given food by the World Food Program because there was a lot of famine. And that was my first time to eat the yellow corn. I didn't have any choice than to eat that which was provided for us. Have you ever been in need? The young son is troubled and he has to find solution to his needs. Verse 15. So he went ahead and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, and who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. This is how desperate he was. What do you do when you are desperate? Maybe it's a great opportunity to seek God, to pray, to discern his will and direction, to seek wisdom and counsel. Desperate situation call for desperate answers. This is when we all need God's help and intervention. Verse 16. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Can you imagine such a situation? At one point, he had a lot to eat. Now, he has nothing to eat. You are feeding the pigs, and you desire to have the pig's pod, but nobody can even give them to you, even to taste them. What a life! We should not take for granted the fact that we are able to put food on the table, because to others, it is a miracle, and it's not a guarantee that they will have something to eat. What a desperate situation. That is what happens when we run away from home, when we run away from God, our Father. The son had privileges to enjoy, but he chose to run away from his father and from home. Do we find ourselves in such situations as Christians? We want to pursue our own freedom, dreams, achievements, forgetting the source. Who is God, our provider? When we run away from him, we cannot enjoy his providence anymore, but we run into desperate situation. The psalmist said, the heart is desperate, wicked. Who can satisfy it? Verse 17. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and I am here starving to death? I call this the turning point. In the Jewish culture, this was a common idiom, which in this story may carry the Semitic idea of repentance. Someone who was unconscious is coming back to consciousness and action. That inner voice you feel when you have gone out of your way, you will always know. You will always hear it. Spurgeon calls this an act of recovering from insanity. The prodigal son had played the madman, for the sin is madness of the worst kind. He had been demented. He had put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, darkness for light and light for darkness. He had injured himself. He had done for his soul what those who are possessed with evil spirit did to their bodies during the times of Jesus. They wounded themselves with stone. They cut their bodies during those times with knives. The insane man does not know to himself to be insane, but as soon as he comes to himself, he painfully perceives the state from which he has been escaping from. The prodigal son returned to himself. What a moment in sinner's life. The moment of reckoning. We all need such moments in our lives as Christians, whereby we are able to recognize that we have drifted away from the Lord. We need to return back to our senses. We need to make the right decisions. The prodigal son, for him, two things were very clear. In his father's house, there was a lot of food, but he was there starving. This brings me to my second point. The father will receive us back. Verses 18 to 21. Verses 18. I will set out and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up, went to his father. I call this again turning point in his life. That is what happens when people reach and return back to their senses. They do the right things. They make the right decisions. He recognized and acknowledged his wrong, his sin, his mistake, and he was ready to repent and pay for his consequences. See his humility. He does not demand to retain his position as a son, but rather like a servant. How do we come to God? Are we humble enough to recognize our sinful nature? Are not making demands of what we think we should be getting from God our Father? We need to come to God with humility. Grace and mercy is only found in God. The psalmist said, You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, you do not despise. I pray that one of us is saying that I will rise today, go back to my Father, because Jesus is waiting to receive you back home. This shows the character of the loving Father in the next verses. But while he was a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to him, threw his arms and kissed him. Mercy alone can be found in our loving Father. He is always waiting to embrace us, and his mercy endures forever. He says, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Verses 21. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. We know when we have missed the mark, and we know when we are no longer worthy to be called children of God. We should be able to acknowledge that moment and seek God's mercy and help. Not how the father comes in and speaks to him, and also see how the father responds immediately. This brings me to my third point. The father will celebrate with us. Verses 22 to 32. Verses 22. But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring in his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring in the fattened calf and kill it. Let us have feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. The father did not judge his son because of his initial behavior, but he received him with joy. He was happy to welcome him back home with a celebration. He gave him a ring, sandals, and clean clothes. Of course, you can imagine how he was looking from feeding the pigs. Yet the father was not ashamed of his son. He received him with an open heart. This shows us how the Lord Jesus receives all who return back to him. Note here that the father did not go to look for the son, but the son came back home. The Lord is waiting for us to return back home. There will be great celebration in heaven. The son was lost and now he is found. He was dead and now he is alive. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. The character of the older son comes in verses 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard loud music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, "What was going on?" "Your brother is home," he replied. "Your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back home and safe." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out, pleaded with him. But he answered to his father, "Look, all those years I've been slaving for you, and you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." Does the character of the older son surprise you? Why does he see himself as a slave in his father's house? How often do we find ourselves behaving like the older son? We forget God has shown us grace, but we don't want other people to be shown the same grace. We are jealous. Look at the attitude of the older son. He is very furious. He is not happy now that his brother is home and is rejoicing. He does not even want to join in the celebration. May God forgive us when we judge sinners, when we think they do not deserve to be shown grace and love, yet we have received the same. Verse 31. "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because the brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found." Look at the attitude of the father to the elder son. He is still showing him mercy and love, even when he is furious with him. The father pleaded with him. All what he wants is peace, and nothing should spoil the joy of receiving his lost son back. He reminds him that all what he has is for him. So what lessons can we learn from this parable? Number one, God's love is unconditional. God's love is unconditional. See how the father showed his love for the prodigal son and the elder son. God is love. How do we show his love, and how do we receive his love? God rejoices over every person who repents. So we too should also rejoice. He is always waiting, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The second lesson, it is not too late to repent. It is not too late to repent. The prodigal son came back to his senses, and after going away to a far country and squandering everything he had, then he realized he was in need, and he said he'll go back to his father's house. Are you far away from God? Do you need to be reconciled to him? It is not too late. you too can make such a decision. The Father is waiting, and there will be great celebration, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. The third lesson, oh, a welcome home. Oh, a welcome home. Come as you are. See how the Father received the prodigal son, and even the elder son, who was furious with his action. He still encouraged him to join him in the celebration. How is your relationship with the Father? Have you run away from home? The Father is still reaching out to you too. You are welcomed back home. Join in the celebration. In conclusion, welcome back home.